Mira la fecha que es y todavía estás pensando...
¿Darme un curso de inglés? ¿En verano? Aunque lo necesitaría, claro. Bueno, en septiembre y luego el trabajo y...
¿Piensas abandonar tu inglés este verano? Ahora los cursos intensivos de verano en toda España. Infórmate en tu delegación más cercana. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Infórmate en Barcelona, en calle Gran Vía Carlos III, número 86. O llámanos al 93-339-8687. Cursos intensivos de verano en Barcelona. Infórmate en Zaragoza. Ven a vernos a la avenida José Anselmo Clavé 55 o llámanos al 976-110976.
Hello and welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia and here with me in the studio are Dave, Annabelle, Jesus and Teresa. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
She's the only one to answer. Nobody else answers. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Please stop leafing around.
And what about you?
I'm good.
I'm so good. Glad to be here again.
Yeah, same here.
Yes.
All right. Dudes, Annabelle, you have to be here earlier. Because Annabelle just walked in when the music was already on. And Kutsi's late, but she let us know. Anyway, sudden of today is how do you say flequillo in English? How do you say flequillo in English? Do you guys remember?
Yes.
More or less. Okay. There are actually two words to say flequillo in English. One is British English and the other one is American English. Yesterday we looked at the British way of saying flequillo. So I want you to either tell me the English way, the British way, or the American way, or both, whatever you want. All right, we are going to do question mix number, I think yesterday we did 32, so today we're going to do 33, and it goes like this. How old is Sylvester Stallone? How old is Sylvester Stallone? He was born on July 6th, 1946. 1946. So how old is he, Jesus? He was born in 1946. So he 64. Is...
He is 72 years old.
All right. So he is, more or
he's,
less?
He's in his mid-70s.
He is in his mid-70s. No, he's not 74. He's 71. He's 71.
He's in his early 70s.
He's in his early 70s. That's right. He's in his early 70s. Very good. And are we sitting or standing, Annabelle?
I'm sitting.
But are we sitting or standing?
Both of.
Are you sitting or standing?
I'm sitting.
Very good. Are we sitting or standing?
We are sitting.
We are sitting. That's right. Very good. What about the next one? What nationality are people from Iran? What nationality are people from Iran? Or Iran.
People from Iran or Iran are Irani.
Iranian.
Iranian.
Very good. Yes. And where is Phuket? Where is Phuket?
I don't know where Phuket is.
Very good. Jesus, you know.
It's in Thailand.
Again?
It's in Thailand.
It's
in Thailand.
That's right.
I will be there next month.
Very good. Very good. Tú ve dándose envidia. Very good. How often do you dance? How often do you dance, Teresa?
I dance every week.
Every week. Very good. And are there any dance academies near your house, Dave?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Ask me if I like to dance.
Do you like dance?
Ask me if I like to dance.
Do you like to dance?
Very good. When you say do, I can't see your tongue. Y me la saca.
Do you like to dance?
Do you like to dance? Very good. Yes, I do. Ask me if I dance in my living room. Jesus.
Do you dance in your living room?
Yes, I do. Ask me if I'm dancing right now. Kutsi, welcome. Ask me if I'm dancing right now.
Are you dancing right now?
Very good. No, I'm not. I'm not dancing right now. And how many continents are there? How many continents are there?
There are seven.
Seven what? Seven cows, seven horses?
There are seven continents.
Seven continents. Very good. Can you name them?
American.
America.
America.
Uh-huh.
European.
No, but these are not the continents. These are the gentilicio de la gente de Europa.
America continent.
America.
America.
Yeah.
Europe.
That's right.
Asia.
Yes.
Australia.
Australia.
South Africa.
South Africa.
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 Right. Two more. Jesus, help him.
Antarctica.
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 Very good. And then people like
Oceania.
Me in
North and South America.
America. That's right. I would say North and South America because for you, Oceania is what my German understanding is of Australia.
Yeah.
Right? But then we distinguish North and South America. So it's a bit blurry, but, you know, I just say seven. There are seven continents. And when is El Pilar? When is El Pilar?
It's in the 12th.
It's on the?
It's on the 12th of October.
Of?
October.
Of October. Very good. Who likes apples? You or me?
Both of us like apples.
Both of us like apples. Very good. And how much water is there in the river?
There is a lot of water in the river.
In a river.
There is a lot of water in a river.
In a river. Very good. And is Bangladesh a city or a country?
Bangladesh is a country.
It's a country. Very good. And where is Bangladesh? Where is Bangladesh, Annabelle?
Bangladesh is in Asia. In Asia.
In where?
Asia.
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 Asia. It's in Asia. Very good. It's in Asia. And where in Asia is Bangladesh?
It's in the south of Asia.
Very good. And is it east or west of India?
I think it's in the east of England. Sorry.
Of England?
It's in the east of
the
Bangladesh.
Other east. The, no. The but the
Asia.
Question is, a ver, vamos a centrarnos. Is it, by it I mean Bangladesh, is Bangladesh east or west of India?
It's in the east of India.
But you are what you are saying, Dave, is that Bangladesh is in India, but it's not. So, is it east or west of India? It's not east.
It's west of India.
Now we have it. It's west of India. Very good. Tell me to point at my elbow.
Point at your elbow.
Again?
Point at your elbow.
Very good. What is he telling me?
He is telling you to put...
To point?
To point to...
At?
At.
Start again.
He is telling you to...
Point
at your elbow.
Very good. So what does he want me to do?
He wants you to do.
No, he wants you to?
To put,
point.
Ah, okay. He wants to do to
point. He wants you to point?
He wants you to point and...
At?
And I don't understand what is the sentence.
Okay. All right. Don't worry. What does he want me to do?
He wants you to put at your elbow. No.
Oy,
madre mía. He wants you to put out your eyeball. No. Quiere que te saques el ojo.
Point at your elbow.
Oh my God. Again. Again.
He wants you to put at your...
To point at.
He wants you to point at your eyeball.
No.
No, eyeball.
Pero como que eyeball?
Elbow.
Do you know what eyeball is?
No.
Es el ojo.
Okay.
Todo el ojo es el eyeball.
Yes.
Porque es como una pelotita.
Yeah.
So it's an eyeball. So the first thing you said, he wants you to put out your eyeball.
Los ojos.
All right. So what am I doing, Annabelle? What am I doing?
You are point at your elbow.
You are pointing.
Point at your elbow.
Yo creo que es la lluvia. Vamos a dejar el... We're going to make an incision. We're going to stop the question mix. And we are going to do a tell me to exercise. So, tell me to point at the door, Annabelle.
Point at the door.
Point at the door. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to point at the door.
Very good. What is point at?
Apuntar.
Señalar.
Apuntar no, porque bueno. Si no nos vamos a apuntar a un curso y nos, I'm going to point at a course. Señalar. Very good. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to Point at the door.
At the door. Very good. What am I doing? What am I doing?
You are putting... you are pointing?
Yes.
You are pointing at the door.
You're pointing at the door. Very good. Tell me to point at the TV.
Point it at the TV.
No. Again.
Can you point?
No. Tell me to point at the TV.
Point at the TV.
That's right. What is he telling me?
He's telling you to point at the
TV.
TV.
Very good. So what does he want me to do?
He wants you to point at the TV.
Very good. What am I doing, Annabelle?
You are pointing to. You are pointing at the TV.
At the TV. Very good. Tell me to point at Juanjo.
Point at Juanjo.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to point at Juanjo.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to point at Juanjo.
What am I doing?
You are pointing at Juanjo.
You're pointing at Juanjo. Very good. Now, we're going to repeat the question, mixed question. Tell me to point at my elbow.
Point at your elbow?
At your elbow. Very good. Point at your elbow. Elbow is?
Codo.
Codo. Not eyeball. Elbow. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to point at your elbow.
At your elbow.
She wants you to point at your elbow.
Again.
She wants you to point at your elbow.
Quicker. She wants you to point at your elbow.
She wants you to point at your elbow.
Very... Not...
She Again. Wants you to point at your elbow.
Yeah, you can't. That can't happen, Jesus. That can't happen because it's an easy question. It's an easy sentence, and you're just randomly mixing up a pronoun. That can't happen.
Your.
It's not you elbow. It's your elbow. Very good. So, what is she telling me?
He.
What is she telling me?
She is telling you to point at your elbow.
What am I about to do? Good, Dave.
You are about to point at your elbow.
Very good. What am I doing, Annabelle?
You are pointing at your elbow.
All right. Very good. All right. Very good. Next one, number 19. Do you try to put your phone away when you're with friends, Gucci?
Yes, I do.
Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you enjoy listening to music?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you like to come to class?
Yes, I do.
Very good. What time do you have lunch, Annabelle?
I have lunch at 2:00.
Very good. How often do you play chess?
I never play chess.
Very good. Do you enjoy playing with kids?
Yes, I do.
Very good. How often do you go to the cinema?
I go to the cinema twice a week.
Twice a week. Very good. And how long does an English O'Clock program last?
The English O'Clock program class lasts 1 hour.
Lasts 1 hour. Very good. How long does a documentary last? Jesus.
A documentary lasts 45 minutes.
Very good. Ask me if I enjoy preparing the program.
Do you enjoy preparing the program?
Very good. Yes, I do. Are you trying to pronounce correctly, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Are you trying to pronounce correctly?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
But are you really, really making an effort?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Ask me how many rings I have.
How many rings do you have?
Qué coincidencia que caes siempre en ti. The questions about my rings and my bracelets always good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if...
Repeat your question.
How many rings do you have?
Mm-hmm.
She's asking you how many rings do you have.
How many rings you have?
You have. She's asking you how many rings you have.
So what does she want to know?
She wants to know how many rings you have.
Very good. I have, I don't know, 10 rings? 20, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, but really? They're like, yeah. Exactly. Do you have a fast car, Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Do you drive, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you have a lot of books, Kutsi?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Are there a lot of books in your house?
Yes, there are.
Very good. What kind of car do you want?
I want a big car.
You want a big car. Very good. And if John has a dog, whose dog is it?
It's his dog.
It's his dog. Very good. And now with the name? If it's, John has a dog.
It's John's dog.
It's John's dog. Very good. What is Sally to Jenny if Jenny is Sally's niece? Jesus. What is Sally to Jenny if Jenny is Sally's niece?
It's Sally's uncle.
Sally and Jenny are both women. So what is...
Aunt. Is Sally's is aunt. Aunt.
Aunt no me vale. It has to be a whole sentence. What is Sally to Jenny? So you start with Sally.
Sally is Annie's aunt.
Jenny's.
Sally is Annie's aunt.
Sally is Annie's aunt.
Si es que sabes que no soy capaz.
Bueno, pues me da igual porque lo tienes que practicar. No me vale, no soy capaz. You know that. I don't settle for that. Again, Sally is?
Sally is?
Jenny's?
Jenny's?
Aunt.
Aunt.
Sally is Jenny's aunt.
Sally is Jenny's aunt.
There you have it. Si ves cómo eres capaz.
Yeah, pero me bloqueo.
I don't have a white table. And you?
I don't have
white.
Ah, white table. No. Repeat.
I don't have a white table. And you? Okay.
I don't have a white table either.
Yes. Or?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Neither do I. Very good. I don't have a pink tablecloth. And you?
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a pink table either.
I don't have a pink tablecloth. A tablecloth is un mantel.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have a pink tablecloth either.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I.
Neither do I. Very good. How do you say the negative of do?
Don't.
Don't. Not don't.
Don't.
Very good. I have a blue tablecloth. And you?
I don't have a blue table either.
Cloth. But I do
I
have...
I don't a... have...
Wait. I have a blue tablecloth. And you? I have one.
No, I don't.
Very good. You don't have what?
A blue table.
Cloth.
Cloth.
Again, the whole thing.
I don't have a blue table cloth.
Very good. I don't have a blue tablecloth. Table, mesa. Cloth, como trapo. Tablecloth, mantel. All right. Very good. Let's take a look at vocabulary list number 27 and 28 from vocabulary booklet number 1. And the lists go like this. How do you say todo, Annabelle?
Anything.
Mm-mm. It's not anything. It's everything.
Everything.
Everything. Oh. How do you say profesión?
Profession.
Very good. Nadie, Annabelle.
Nobody.
Tienda o almacén, Jesus.
Shop or store.
Very good. Seguro, Annabelle.
Sure.
Sure, very good. El mundo.
The world.
The what?
The world.
The world.
The world.
Mm-hmm, very good. Mejorar.
To improve.
Very good. Incluir.
To include.
Very good. Jubilarse.
To retire.
Para, ¿eh?
To retire.
To retire.
Retire. Retire. I am retired.
You are retired. Very good. Cualquiera, Dave.
Cualquiera.
Any?
Anyone.
Anyone or anybody. Very good. Corazón.
Heart.
Very good. Agujero.
Hole.
Very good. Tierra.
Heart. No, land.
Land. Very good. Jubilación.
Retirement.
What?
Retirement.
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 There is no D. Retirement.
Retirement.
That's right. Retired is jubilado.
Yes, I know.
Jubilado. No, you don't.
Yes,
because if you would, you would
yeah,
say
this
it.
Is because my pronunciation is bad.
No, it's not. temporada o estación de año.
Season. Season.
Season, that's right. Billete, Annabelle.
Ticket.
Yes, tener suerte.
To be lucky.
To be lucky, very good. Morir.
To die.
Yes, ganar trabajando.
To earn.
To earn, very good. Conocer por primera vez, Dave.
To meet.
Yes, recomendar.
To recommend.
To recommend, very good. Revisar o repasar.
To revise or to review.
Very good, viajar.
To travel.
Yes, esta noche, Annabelle.
Tonight.
Tonight, very good. Tráfico.
Traffic.
And viaje.
Trick. Trip.
Trip. Trick es truco. Trip is viaje, trick es truco. Very good. Let's take a look at one of my favorite things to do at the family tree. Okay, so now you have a solid 5 minutes to impress me with your knowledge of our family tree. It's in the English O'Clock book, so you just have to open the page. I think it's 37?
Yes.
37, and it's right there. So we're going to start off really easy with something that we have seen a million times. What is the relationship between Florence and John? Florence and John. Annabelle.
Flores is John's wife.
Yes.
John is Florence's husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes, continue.
She is his wife.
Yes.
He is her husband.
He is her husband. So this is the drill that we do, Teresa. First we say it with names, mm-hmm. what one person is to the other, and what the other person is to the first one. Okay. And then we say it without names. Okay? I'm going to let the others, and then so you can get used to it. Okay. What is the relationship between Florence and Benjamin? Jesus. Florence and Benjamin.
Florence is Benjamin's father.
No. Florence is a woman.
Yes. Florence is Benjamin's mother.
Yes.
Benjamin is Florence's son.
Yes.
He is her son.
Yes.
She is his mother.
She is his mother. Very good. What about John and Benjamin? What about John and Benjamin?
John is Benjamin's father.
Yes.
Benjamin is John's son.
Son, yes.
He is her son.
He is his son.
He is his son. And... He's his father.
Yes, he is his father. He is his father. Very good. What about Benjamin and James? Benjamin and James. Kutsi.
James is Benjamin's father-in-law.
Father-in-law. Very good.
Benjamin is James's... Son-in-law.
Son-in-law, very good.
So he is his father-in-law.
Yes.
And he is his son-in-law.
Very good. What about Margaret and Benjamin? What about Margaret and Benjamin? Teresa.
Margaret is James' wife?
No, but Margaret and Benjamin.
Okay. Margaret is Benjamin's mother-in-law.
Otherwise, it would be mother-in-love, la madre enamorada.
And Benjamin is Margaret's son-in-law.
Son-in-law? Yes, son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
Very good, very good. And now without names. So she is?
She is his mother-in-law.
Very good.
And he is her son-in-law.
Son-in-law. Very good. Very good. What about Benjamin? Actually, no. Let's go over to Josephine. Josephine and Adam. What is the relationship between Josephine and Adam? Annabelle.
Josephine is Adam's mother.
Yes.
Adam is Josephine's son.
Yes.
She's his mother.
Yes.
He is her mother.
Son.
Son, okay.
He is her son. Very good. What about Adam? What about Adam and Florence? What is the relationship between Adam and Florence? Dave.
Florence is Adam's grandmother.
Yes.
Adam is Florence's grandson.
Florence's
grandson.
Yes.
She is her...
His...
She is his grandmother.
Yes.
And he is his...
Her?
Her grandson.
He is her grandson. Remember, if it refers to a man, it has to be his.
Yes.
So she is his because it's the Adam. All right? She is his mother. Very good. What about Adam and Max? What about Adam and Max? Teresa.
Adam is Max's brother.
Yes.
And Max is Adam's brother.
Very good. Without names.
Adam is his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He is her He's his brother, and he is his brother.
And he is his brother. Very good. What about Amy and Max? Amy and Max. Scootsy.
Amy
and Max. Amy?
Yes. Amy is Max.
Max's?
Niece.
And again?
Max.
Say it again.
Amy is Max's niece. Max is Amy's uncle.
Yes.
Max is her uncle.
And he is her uncle, yes.
He is her uncle.
And
she is his niece.
And she is his niece. Very good. Gabriel and Beth. Jesus, Gabriel and Beth. Gabriel and Beth.
Gabriel.
Yes.
Is Beth's.
Ay, qué nervios. Ay, qué nervios.
Gabriel is Beth's.
¿Qué es?
Niece,
sobrino.
Nephew. And Beth is Gabriel's aunt.
Very good. So she?
She is her.
His
nephew.
She is his aunt and he is her?
Nephew.
All right. He is her? He is her? Repeat.
Ay, no, no me lo voy a repetir.
Venga, venga.
Hey, Maite, why don't we pretend, while the adverts are on, why don't we pretend to do our own little advert?
Go on, let's
and then
try.
And then if it works, we can do it again later.
I'm here for you.
For real, this is just a practice. Don't worry, nobody's listening. What about an advert for Daytown?
I love it. Let's do an advert for Daytown.
Because you are the world authority on Daytown. Nobody in the entire world knows more about Daytown than you do, Maite.
Well, that's just because you haven't been yet, Richard. If you went, then you would be the world authority as well.
When can I go?
Well, depends when you want to go. Do you want to go on the 16th, which is in Barcelona?
That works for me.
Or you can go again on the 30th in Jet.
30th of June?
That's right, yeah, the 30th of June.
In Barcelona too? No.
Zaragoza.
Okay, but what about the 16th? What's happening on the 16th in Barcelona?
Have you ever had that moment when you've actually been studying English for so long, but you never actually get people to talk with?
Well, I've had it in other languages,
this
yes.
This is true. Well, yeah. This is your chance. You okay. get to do 10 hours of conversation with English speakers.
How many?
10 hours.
10 hours?
So that's from 9 in the morning until 7 in the afternoon, nonstop on a Saturday.
That's more than most people devote to English in a whole month.
Or their loved ones, even. So,
or their loved ones.
Exactly. So it's
10 hours.
10 hours. Nonstop. And we'll obviously feed you.
Right. So who are you speaking to? Are you speaking to teachers?
No, you're speaking to English volunteers. So these people come from all over the world just to speak English with you for a day.
Okay. So you have people from the States. You have people from the UK. You have people from Ireland. People
from Canada,
Australia.
From all over the world.
All over the English speaking world. That's cool. But what's the objective here, Maite, for Daytown?
It's to finally practice and put to test the English that you supposedly you've been learning in the classroom.
Right, so the English you should know, but doing it for real.
For real. So these people are not English teachers, so they're going to talk to you as if you were in the UK or in Ireland, but for 10 hours nonstop.
Right, so you're going to come across lots of different accents.
Exactly.
Yeah, lots of different delivery speeds as well.
And they're not going to be teaching you. So
and great personalities too.
Exactly. Super interesting, nonstop, and in a natural environment.
Okay, so this is in Barcelona. On the 16th,
it's a Saturday.
El 16 de junio, un Daytown especial para Barcelona. Yeah? And how can we find out more information? What's the number?
If you want to find out more about Daytown in Barcelona, then all you have to do is ring a phone number.
Yeah. What is it?
933-398687. 93 339-8687.
And what about the Zaragoza one?
Which is on the 30th of June. That's 97-611-0976. 976-110976.
Daytown, a unique English speaking experience.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We are not going to continue with the family tree. Needless to say, we're going to go over to drill 104 and we're going to continue practicing both and neither. All right? So we're going to do sentences 26 to 50 and let's see how you do on this one. So who is... Who's angry? Who's angry? You or me? Jesus.
Neither of us is hungry.
Hungry.
No, but the question is not who's hungry.
Angry.
Yes.
Who but is... I don't say this word. This word is
what? Is, angry.
Is not,
oh, no, you have to be able to say it.
I am not angry.
Well, but who's angry, you or me?
I am angry.
All right, he's angry. He's angry. And there's, I think I told it this a million times on the radio. There is a new word up and coming. It's called hangry. It's a mix between angry and hungry because there are people who get really angry when they are hungry. I am one of them. Si tengo mucha hambre, me enfado mucho. So there is an English word that's hangry. But you can only use it if you actually mean hangry as the mix of angry and hungry. Otherwise, it's angry and hungry. Angry, hungry. Angry, enfadado. Hungry, hambriento. Hangry, hambrientamente enfadado. Or something like that. Who works every day? Annabelle, you or me? Who works every day, you or me?
Both of us are...
Who works?
Both of us works...
Work?
Work every day.
Very good. Both of us work every day. Can you say los dos again?
Both of us...
Both.
Both.
Yes, it's not both, it's both. It's like don't, both. Okay? Who's got a headache, you or me, Teresa?
Neither of us is...
Who's got a headache?
Neither of us got a headache.
Has got a headache.
Has got a headache.
Very good. Who's Japanese? You or me, Dave?
Neither of us.
Again?
Neither of us is Japanese.
Neither of us is Japanese. Very good. Who's got long hair, Kutsu? You or me?
Both of us have long hair.
Both of us have long hair. Very good. Who's playing chess right now? You or me?
Neither of us is playing chess right now.
Very good. Who has a tennis ball? You or me?
Neither of us wearing... No.
Who has a tennis ball?
Neither of us have a tennis ball.
Yes. And again, I would say neither of us has a tennis ball. Who likes pizza? You or me?
Both of us like pizza. Oh, pizza.
Both of us like pizza. Very good. A pitcher.
Photo.
No, that's picture.
Ah, bueno.
Picture. Pitcher is como a jug. Como un jarrón.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And who likes cream cheese? You or me?
Mm, Both of us like cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese. Cream cheese es que un queso que grita. ¡Ah! That's cream cheese. Cream cheese es queso
blanco.
Crema. Ay,
bueno, crema.
Queso crema. Who plays paddle once a week? You or me?
Neither of us play ¿qué?
Who plays paddle once a week?
Neither of us play paddle. Plays. Ah, okay. But neither of us plays paddle.
How often?
Once a week.
Once a week. Very good. Who has a bike? You or me?
Neither of us has a bike.
Very good. Who hosts the show? You or me? Who hosts the show? You or me?
Host? I don't understand.
To host is como anfitrionar, como llevar. So who hosts the show? You or me?
You are
host. You host?
You host the show.
The show. Very good. Who knows what the capital of Spain is? You or me?
You know what? Sorry? You know?
Who knows what the capital of Spain is? You or me?
Both of us know the capitals of Spain.
The capitals.
The what?
Who knows what the capital of Spain is? Both of us?
Yes, both of us know what the capital of Spain is.
Very good. Living in Madrid, Dave, you or me?
Both of us have.
What?
Both of us is living in Madrid.
Both of us are?
Both of us are living in Madrid.
Very good. Who likes to travel, you or me?
Both of us like to travel.
Very good. Who likes rain, you or me?
Neither of us like training.
Who likes rain? You or me?
Neither of us like rain.
Very good. Again, I would say neither of us likes rain. Who likes horror films? You or me?
Neither of us like horror, likes horrible films.
Horror films. Horror films.
Horror films.
Horror?
Horror?
Films.
Films.
Yes, películas de terror. Very good. And who is in this room? You or me, Teresa?
Both of us are in this room.
Very good. Who is sitting? You or me?
Both of us are sitting.
Are sitting. Both of us are sitting. Very good. Who's wearing a skirt? You or me?
Neither of us are wearing skirts.
Again.
Neither of us are wearing...
Who is wearing a skirt? You or me?
Neither of...
Us?
Neither of us are wearing scarf.
Okay, listen to the question, Dave. You can't randomly omit words. Who's wearing a skirt? You or me?
Neither of us.
Neither of us is...
Is wearing a skirt.
Now you have it. Neither of us is wearing a skirt. Neither of us is wearing a skirt is wrong. Who lives in Spain? You or me, Annabelle?
Both of us lives in Spain.
Both of us?
Live in Spain.
Very good. Who plays the harp? You or me?
Neither of us plays the...
Harp.
Harp.
Yes. What is the harp?
Arpa.
El arpa. That's right. And who likes English? You or me?
Both of us like English.
Again.
Both of us like English.
Both of us like English. Very good. Who's wearing a watch? Gucci, you or me?
Both of us wearing a watch.
Who is wearing a watch? You or me?
Both of us are wearing a watch.
Both of us are wearing a watch. Very good. And who likes to read? You or me? Dave.
Both of us like to read.
Both of us like to read. Very good. Again, if we say, who is sitting? Who is sitting? Even though it's singular in the question, when we talk about two people, like Annabelle and myself, for example, we're sitting, what will we say, Annabelle?
Both of us are sitting.
Both of us are sitting. Who is standing? Jesus.
Neither of us is standing.
Very good. Neither of us is standing. I say is. It's up to you, but I'm going to correct you. Okay? But don't get confused with both. If you have both, it has to be plural. The verb has to be plural. Okay? Right, we're going to do drill number 92, questions 21 to 40, and it's about how often we do something. So how often do you eat a burrito? How often do you eat a burrito, Kutsi?
I eat a burrito once a month.
Once a month, very good. And how often do you have ice cream?
I have ice cream.
Again? How often do you have ice cream?
I often eat ice cream.
How often do you have ice cream?
I have ice cream every day.
Every day, all right, very good. How often do you go to bed late, Jesus?
I never go to bed late.
But you have a snack at midnight.
Yeah, this is the right moment when I go to bed.
Okay, so you have the snack, brush your teeth, and off to bed.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
yes,
very good.
This is my lifestyle.
Okay, very good, very good. How often do you invite all of your friends around?
I almost always invite my friends around.
Very good. And how often do you read before going to bed? How often do you read before going to bed?
I hardly ever go to read before going to bed.
Very good. How often do you eat alone? Dave, how often do you eat alone?
I eat alone every other day.
Every other day. Very good. And how often do you take out the trash? Kutsi.
I usually take out the trash.
Very good. And how often do you dance when you're alone at home?
I never dance.
How often do you dance when you're alone at home?
I never dance with...
When?
When...
I'm?
I'm alone.
Where?
At home.
Again.
I never dance at...
When?
Alone.
When I'm alone?
When I'm alone at home.
I never dance when I'm alone at home.
I never dance when... I'm alone at home.
At home. Very good. How often do you spell correctly, Jesus?
I sometimes spell correctly.
Very good. How often do you shop for a tablecloth?
I hardly ever shop for the tablecloth.
For a tablecloth. That's right. I hardly ever shop for a tablecloth. Very good. And how often do you dress up as an animal? Kutsi.
Can you repeat, please?
Yes. How often do you dress up as an animal?
I never dress up as an animal.
You never dress up as an animal. Very good. And how often do you judge a book by its cover?
I never judge a book by its cover.
By its cover. Very good. And how often do you walk more than 5 kilometers?
I always walk more than 5 kilometers.
Very good. How often do you sleep on the couch?
I don't know. A couch, sofa.
Yes.
I hardly ever sleep on a couch.
On a couch. Very good. And how often do you step in dog poo?
I never step in dog poo.
Very good. Do you know what that means?
No, I don't.
To step in dog poo is how do you say that?
Pisar
una caca de perro.
I don't know.
How often do you experiment at home, Jesus?
I hardly ever experiment at home.
Very good. How often do you clean your shoes?
I clean my shoes twice a week.
Twice a week. Very good. And how often do you close the lid on the toothpaste?
closed
the lid on a toothpaste.
I close the lips in the on the toothpaste every day.
I close the lid on. I close the lid off the toothpaste. Sorry, I close the lid off the toothpaste every day.
I close the lid on the
off
the toothpaste
every day.
Every day.
Every day. What is the lid?
El tapón.
El tapón. La tapa. And the toothpaste?
Pasta de dientes.
Very good. And how often do you tweet? How often do you tweet?
I always tweet.
You always tweet. Very good. And how often do you drink chai tea? Annabelle, how often do you drink chai tea?
I sometimes drink tea.
Chai tea.
Chai tea.
Chai tea. How often do you drink chai tea, Jesus?
I never drink chai tea.
You never drink chai tea. Good. Good, good. Okay, we're going to do something new. It's drill number 95. We're going to do sentences 1 to 25. We saw it a few times in the question mix. So it's basically, it's asking you whether you like to do something or whether you enjoy doing something. So it's like to do something or enjoy doing something. All right, and I want you to enjoy. I want you to answer in the full sentence, not just a short one. So do you like to go out, Jesus?
No, I don't like to go out.
You don't like to go out. Very good. Do you like to listen to music?
Yes, I like listen.
I like to listen.
I like listen.
I like to listen.
I like to listen music.
To music. I like to listen to music.
I like to music. No.
I like to listen to music.
I like to listen music.
I like to listen to music.
I like to listen to music.
I like to listen to music. Very good. Do you like to work?
I like to work.
Yes.
Yes, I like to work.
Very good. Do you like to cook?
Yes, I enjoy cooking.
¿Por qué? ¿Pero por qué? Do you like to cook?
Yes, I do.
Give me the full answer.
Yes, I like to cook.
Yes, I like to cook. Very good. Do you like to paint, Kuti?
Yes, I like to paint.
Very good. Do you like to run?
No, yes, I like to run.
Yes, I like to run. Not to run, to run. Do you like to to write emails?
I'm not wrong.
Do you like to write emails, Jesus?
Yes, I like to write emails.
You don't have to like everything, I ask you. You can say no as well. Do you like to play paddle, Annabelle?
No, I don't like.
I what?
I don't like.
I don't?
Like. I don't like to play paddle.
Very good. Do you like to have soup?
Yes, I like to have soup.
Very good. Do you like to go on holiday?
No, I don't like to go on holiday.
Very good. Do you like to take baths?
No, I don't like to take baths.
You what?
No, I don't like to take baths.
Very good. Do you like to play chess?
No, I don't like to play chess.
Very good. Do you like to clean, Kuchi?
Yes, I like to clean.
Do you like to clean? Very good. Do you like to fix things, Annabelle?
I don't know, fix thing.
To fix is reparar, to fix things, cosas, reparar cosas.
Yes, I like to fix
things. Como a thing or two. Very good. Do you like to go shopping, Teresa?
Yes, I like to go shopping.
Very good. So that was sentences 1 to 25, but 1 to 15. And we're going to continue with 31. Okay. Do you enjoy learning new things, Dave? Do you enjoy learning new things?
I enjoy learning new things.
Very good. Do you enjoy studying?
Yes, I enjoy studying.
Very good. Do you enjoy talking to friends?
Yes, I enjoy talking to friends.
What?
I enjoy talking to...
Do you enjoy talking to friends?
I enjoy talking to friends.
Very good. Do you enjoy eating pizza?
Yes, I enjoy eating pizza.
Very good. Do you enjoy reading a good book?
No, I don't enjoy reading a good book.
Weirdo. Do you enjoy playing sports?
Yes, I enjoy playing sports. Sports.
Very good. Do you enjoy writing letters?
No, I don't enjoy writing letters.
Very good. Do you enjoy listening to the radio?
Yes, I enjoy listening to the radio.
Very good. Do you enjoy driving?
Yes, I enjoy driving.
Very good. Do you enjoy traveling?
Yes, I enjoy traveling.
Very good. Do you enjoy going for a walk?
No, I don't enjoy
going
for a walk.
You don't enjoy, repeat.
No, I don't going for enjoy? A walk.
Enjoy?
No, I don't enjoy going for a walk.
Very good. Do you enjoy reading the newspaper?
No, I don't enjoy reading the newspaper.
Very good. Do you enjoy doing the laundry?
No, I don't enjoy doing the laundry.
I don't enjoy doing?
Doing laundry.
The laundry.
The laundry.
Again.
No, I don't know. No,
enjoy?
I don't enjoy going to the laundry.
Doing?
I don't enjoy doing to the laundry.
The laundry.
The laundry. I don't enjoy doing the laundry.
The laundry. Very good. Do you enjoy walking your dog?
Yes. No, I don't. I don't. I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog. But if you had a dog.
Yes. I enjoy walking with a dog. Not to a dog.
No, walking to a dog. No, that's weird. Walking your dog.
Walking my dog.
Again.
I enjoy walking my dog.
Very good. Do you enjoy riding a bike?
No, I don't enjoy riding a bike.
You don't enjoy riding a bike. So remember, it's like to do something and enjoy doing something. I like to play sports. I enjoy playing sports. All right. You could say, I like playing sports. But you couldn't say, would you like drinking tea? We say, would you like to drink a tea? So not to confuse you, we just stick to I like to do things and I enjoy doing things. Clear?
Clear.
All right.
Yeah, more or less?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Let's take a look at translation booklet. We have 3 minutes left. We won't have time. All right, we're going to do the first half then. We're going to take a look at translation list number 30. That's the last list of translation booklet number one. And it goes like this. ¿Hay una persona para este puesto? ¿Hay una persona para este puesto, Anabel?
Is there a person in...
For?
For a...
Este?
For a this position?
For this job?
For a this job?
For this job?
For this job.
Again.
Is there a person for a this job?
Why do you say for a this?
For a this?
Why do you say a this? Es como un este. It would be, hay una persona para un este puesto.
Is there a person for this job?
Very good. ¿Está él cualificado para el puesto?
Is he qualified for this job?
Very good. Para el puesto.
Is he qualified for the job?
Very good. Hay una razón para todo.
There is a reason for everything.
Very good. Hay algunos anuncios, pero no muchos.
There are some
ads.
Some ads, but not much.
Not many.
Not many.
Yes, because you can count the ads.
Okay.
Very good. There are some ads, but not many. Hay veces en las cuales es necesario.
There are times in which... There are times in which it's necessary.
Very good. There are times in which it's necessary. ¿Es necesario ahora, Anabel?
Is this necessary?
Again?
Is it necessary now?
Very good. Hay solo una posibilidad.
Only...
There's?
There is only one possibility.
Very good. Te toca a ti.
It's your turn.
It's your turn. Very good. Hay agua en el vaso.
There is water in the glass.
Very good. Hay hielo en el congelador.
There is ice cream.
There is ice.
There is ice. There is ice in a fridge.
In the freezer.
In the freezer.
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 Freezer. Ice and there's some ice or there's ice in the freezer. Ice is hielo. Ice cream is helado. freezer is congelador and fridge is nevera. Pero hay un problema con eso.
But there is a problem with that.
Very good. ¿Cuál es?
What's that?
What is it?
What is it?
What is it? Very good. Es duro para mí ser sincero.
It's
hard
for me to be
Sincere.
Sincere.
Very good. Sincere.
Sincere.
Very good. Again.
It's hard for me to be sincere.
Very good. Hay una cola bastante larga.
There is a... I don't know how say cola in English.
Line or queue?
There is a long line queue.
Line or queue?
There is a long queue.
There is a pretty long queue, yes.
There is a pretty long queue.
All right, give me the answers to the one and only Twitter question. How do you say flequillo in English? Do you guys remember?
Yes.
How do you say it?
French.
Fringe. You can say fringe or you can say bangs. Bangs is the American way of saying fringe, which is the British way to flequillo. Thank you guys out there for listening. Thank you guys in here for letting me torture you a little bit. And have a wonderful afternoon and see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.